Now may we look at the challenge of our Lord's coming, because we observe this remembrance feast only till he comes. And these words I read from Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. The truth of God always has practical effect upon our lives. No truth of God is given for mere intellectual satisfaction. The root must produce fruit. If there is a flow of life from the root, there must be fruit on the branch. The foundation is always for a superstructure. No truth of God is mere abstract truth. Everything out from God moves in the realm of life. The Lord's return is no mere matter of academic interest, no more than his dying on Calvary's crosses. It is spiritual and ethical. It is experiential and practical in its effect. Thus we have some practical exhortation concerning his coming again. He bids us work. We read that he gave to every man his work. Verse 34. He bids us watch. Watch ye therefore. Verse 35. Working is no substitute for watching. And four times over he says, watch, 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 watch. He also bids us pray. Watch and pray. Verse 33 of our text. It is through prayer we are given power and patience to work and to watch. We can do neither without prayer. Now look at the effect of our Lord's return upon believers. First of all, his promised return for us inspires purity of life. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. This is the only place in this epistle that John speaks of our Lord's coming again. In Exodus 19 verses 10 and 11, Moses commands Israel to cleanse themselves because the Lord would meet them on the third day. In Second Corinthians and chapter 7 and verse 1, Paul exhorts us in the same way to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. And purification is not accomplished in one day. It is a progressive and constant work. Secondly, the promise of his coming makes for steadfastness of faith. Stand fast in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1. Who in his coming, we read, will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3:21. This has his return in view. While we wait, we are to stand fast in the Lord. And a change to take place is accounted a sufficient reason for doing so. Unless we do, there is no faith in His coming. Thirdly, His coming again is used in compassion for souls. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? For ye are our glory and our joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. In our spiritual affection, if our spiritual affections are warm and tender toward the Lord, we will try to share the truth and speak the truth into the hearts and lives of others. Fourthly, the coming of our Lord Jesus eases all pain and trouble. Time is short till He comes. Nothing refreshes the soul when in a tedious course of trouble, when our sighs are many, when our spirit is pained as the thought of our Lord's return. Then afflictions are seen to be light afflictions compared to the weight of glory which is yet to be revealed. And only for a moment, said the apostle, compared to the endless ages in eternal bliss. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. Fifthly, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ oils the wheels of obedience. How cheerfully do our souls go in the ways of the Lord when we recognize that at His coming, as He Himself said, my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22 and verse 12. And don't be so humble that you say that you do not want any reward. The Lord is coming with the reward. And He tells us that he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. John 4, 36. Even a cup of cold water served in his name shall not go without its reward. The Lord will be debtor to no man. Everything done in His name and for Him and His glory shall be rewarded. Thus by our labor in His interest do we lay up spiritual treasure. The revenues of it are far, far better than silver and gold. And though we might have to wait a while for it, it will surely come. Sixthly, our Lord's coming again guards against temptation. Take heed, watch and pray. Ye know not when the time is, says our text in Mark 13:33, and so said Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Which speaks of the fiery darts of the wicked. And nothing should so inspire us to lift up the shield of faith against these fiery darts than a due sense that we are soon to meet to the Lord. It is our shield and safety to remember we will soon stand before God the judgment seat of Christ for a review of our walk and work here on earth. Seventhly, the coming again of our Lord fills the soul with blessed hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. The hope of glory makes all disquietudes to fade away. The Lord Jesus has entered as our forerunner. He holds possession of the inheritance in heaven in his people's name. The keys are in his hand. He beckons us forward to glory land. And forward we go. The Spirit of God delights to meet us with enlightening aid so that we catch glimpses of the heavenly land like Moses on the top of Pisgah. Oh, bright indeed is our prospect. True, what that blessed hope is in all its blessedness cannot be known by flesh and blood. Its blessedness exceeds our present thoughts, but still, it fills the soul with anticipated joy. And we will see him who is fairer than the sons of men. Without any intervening cloud, we shall see him as he is. Wonderful. That will be our eternal vision. And it will call for our eternal adoration. Listen to the words of Mr. J.G. Deck. Lord Jesus, are we one with thee? O height, O depth of love, thou one with us at Calvary, we one with thee above. Our sins, our guilt, in love divine, confessed and borne by thee, the gall, the curse, the wrath were thine, to set thy members free. Ascended now in glory bright, head of the church thou art, nor life, nor death, nor depth, nor height, thy saints and thee can part. Soon, soon shall come that glorious day when seated on thy throne thou shalt to wondering worlds display that thou with us art one. Amen and amen.